residential need. Krauss & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. He said, you can say to this mountain. See, there are certain mountains you need to talk to. Not talk about, but talk to it. You have to discern, is this a Horeb where God is wanting me to just yield myself? You see, at Horeb was where God gave Elijah a revelation. See, Elijah knew about the earthquakes. He knew God in the earthquakes. He knew God in the fire. He knew God in the wind. But all that passed by and God wasn't in any of them. It was there that God had to shift Elijah, and he heard a still small voice, a gentle blowing. And he began to see God in a way that he'd not seen him before. That was Horeb. Carmel was a place where it was just total victory. When Jesus took him up in Matthew 17, there was revelation on the top of that mountain. You see, the world has seven mountains. We'll look at it sometime in the future. Seven mountains. And the word tells us that the mountain of the Lord's house is going to rise and increase in the last days to be in the top of all the other mountains, having dominion over all the other seven mountains. Amen? So we see here that Horeb brought him to an end of himself and brought another whole commissioning and mission to Elijah. And here in Mark, we are told that there are certain mountains. See, sometimes, and this is where we need discernment. Sometimes God ain't wanting you to try to climb that mountain. Hello? Sometimes God ain't wanting you to, you know, just stand and gaze at that mountain. Some of those mountains, God is wanting you to speak to talk to. In other words, tell that mountain where to go. Come on, not just once, every day, until it moves. Hello? Come on. There are mountains. See, everything that can be shaken in the day and time we live, everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. And everything that moves is going to be removed so that cannot be shaken and that cannot be removed will remain. But you got to get used to speaking to stuff. Every morning when I pray, one of the first things I do is I start casting down imaginations and speculations. Stuff the devil want me to think about that I don't want to think about. Stuff that's not true, but he want to put in my mind. I say, I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Every speculation, hello, every imagination, every high thing this morning that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and I arrest every thought. I tell my mind, every thought, you are under arrest. I am bringing you captive to the obedience of Christ. And then I pull down with my mouth. I pull down the strongholds. By the time I get into prayer, I done spoke to everything. Everything ain't like God. I done spoke to it. Let you know I'm awake, I'm here, and I am cognizant of my position of authority. Because sometimes you get up and you know the devil's trying to distract you. You know, trying to sit on your shoulder. Trying to make you remember something from a couple of days ago. I pull those things down. This is a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. And I'm going to fellowship with my Father. I'm going to dine with him. And you are not going to distract me. Once you have spoken, come on, tell somebody, speak to that mountain. Sometimes things try to distract you. You can't hardly seem to pray. You better tell the devil he a lie. Come on, I said, sometimes it ride on you. You know, you're so, your mind all scattered. That's when you need to start speaking to those things, addressing those demons that are hiding, throwing darts at you, throwing thoughts at you, trying to trouble your mind, trying to distract you. Because they know once you get into prayer and once you touch God, it's over now. You are ready for the day. You are ready to take on anything in your path and walk in your dominion. Amen. And impact everything in your environment. Amen. So there are mountains you must learn to speak to. I'm not talking about whisper. I'm talking about boldly. The enemy's bold. Or let me say, the enemy is brazen. Time for Elijah to be bold. And you know what? Put some emotion into it. Don't be afraid. Attach your emotions. There are times you may not be in a position to speak loud, but there are times you can speak loud. Speak loud. You'll feel that thing in your gut. You'll feel that thing in your mind. There'll be times you'll feel stuff let go of you. You'll sense darkness fleeing. You'll sense the enemy backing off of you. He knows you for real. So there are mountains that we must speak to. Amen. Tell somebody, speak to your mountain. Go with me to Zechariah. You discern it. There are sometimes mountains you are to climb. There are sometimes mountains you are to have removed. Speak to them and remove them. Sometimes there are mountains, amen, where revelation awaits you as you scale it. In Zechariah chapter 4, an angel is talking to Zechariah. Let's start at verse 1. It says, the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick of olive gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Goes on to say, Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Let's pause there for a moment. He said, he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, the rebuilding of the temple, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Say that with me. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. They had a humongous task ahead of them to rebuild the temple. And God came to them in the form of an angel with encouragement, saying to Zerubbabel, not by might. That word might has to do with his own ability. If you read commentaries on it, it had to do with his own ability. Not by your might, Zerubbabel. Stop depending on yourself. Stop thinking it's coming all out of your pocket. Stop thinking that you got all the answers. You don't have it. Stop thinking that it's just left up to you. Not by might. He said, nor by power. That word power has to do with other people. It's not coming through another group of people. It's not going to depend on how many people are there to help you. How many multitude is helping you. Not by might. Not by your own power. Not by your own might. And not by power, not by how many people come together. He said, it doesn't matter how many or how few. It's not going to happen by that. It's going to happen by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's not how many people or how few people. Come on. Can you step into the kingdom? Come on. Can you step into the spiritual kingdom? Can you step in and begin to see and understand and perceive? It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by numbers. It's not by multitudes. It's not by money, but by my spirit. If we could get the cart from in front of the horse and hook it up right,
If we could truly let God be God. How many know tonight that God has gone before you? Amen. Come on, how many really know that God has gone before you? Interesting things happen. Strange things happen when God has gone before you. See, in anywhere in the scripture, when God has gone before someone, he fights a battle. And it may not be with swords. It may not be with spears. It may not be with bombs. He fights about something happens up there. And you might think, man, I was headed that way. Well, God's gone before you. See, if you're just thinking naturally, then you're looking at natural results. And if God has gone before you to fight a battle, sometimes the natural results look bad. But it's really God making room for you. Help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes the one that hired you gets fired. Let me say that. Sometimes the way that you thought it was going to work out, all of a sudden that door shuts because God's gone before you because he sees what you don't see. He knows your destiny. He knows the way you take. He knows what's for you. He sees the enemy hiding to ambush you. And here you are mad because the door shut. Now you got to wait a little long. But if you understand, God has gone before me. That door wasn't supposed to open. Thank you, Jesus. You may not see it now. You'll see it years later. Thank God I didn't go that way. Hello? Tell somebody, God's going before you. See, the 12 spies that went into Canaan, had the 10 of them been in the kingdom realm, like Joshua and Caleb, and trusting or following God wholly, fully following, there would have been no distrust. Because when they went in there, they said the land eats up the people. In other words, read into it. They ran across areas where there were plagues. But see, God had gone before them. What was God doing? He was weakening the resolve of the people. Don't tell me God won't fight like that. Because those are his enemies. Those are idol worshipers. Those are those that send their children through the fire. Those are ones that have heinous crimes and sins. So God goes before you for what is yours to weaken the resolve, to shake what can be shaken. So by the time you get there, you're there to gather the spoil.
We are continuing in part 59 of Mega Grace, Give Me My Mountain. Habakkuk 3:17-18 states, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will rejoice in the Lord. Lock into the spiritual kingdom of Jesus Christ, my friend, because there is room for you at the top.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.